Welcome to the Investor Mel Women of Action show. We have a fantastic guest today, Heather Greenhall. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. She is one woman of action, and she has such a beautiful, inspirational story that she will be sharing with you today. If you're looking to get motivated, and if you want to hear about buying properties using none of your own money and how she was able to do it, make sure to keep watching. Hi, Heather. I'm so glad to have you here today. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mel. Thank you. So happy to be here.
Well, you are a woman of action, and you absolutely deserve this seat. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I am a mom of three beautiful children and a wife, and live in Ottawa, Ontario. And I am a career mom and real estate investor.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, when you say real estate investor, is this something new? Have you been in real estate for years?
I had one rental property probably 15 years ago and sold that and didn't have any real estate investments at all up until we put our first offer on a property in July. And now we own four properties and 14 doors or 14
wow.
units.
14 mm-hmm. units. Okay. So July, now that's July 2020.
2020. Yeah.
And at the time of the recording, we are January 2021. So that's within months. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow. So how did you go from, and I know you had the one property, but I guess why did you want to do this in the first place? What was your why to all of a sudden get back into real estate? Because you kind of got out of it. You held off for a while. What was the reason that you decided to head back into it and then go full force?
So this story kind of starts when my youngest child was born, and we found out she was going to need a little extra care and attention. She was born with special needs. And so at that point, that was 8 years ago, I decided that I would dedicate 100% of my time to caring for her. So I was homeschooling, therapy. We traveled internationally to learn about neurodevelopment. It was kind of all consuming. It was also not only time consuming, but it was financially pretty expensive. And so I remember telling my husband at one point, I don't know how, but I will recoup these costs for us. I promise. We just need to do this for her now. And I mean, my whole goal was just to maximize her potential. So be able to set her up for the best life possible. It was probably last spring I found a school that here in Ottawa that was just like the answer, and decided I had to send her to it. And so I went and visited it. And when I was leaving, it was like, okay, well, sign us up. And they told me the cost of the tuition, and it was like, I mean, a lot. And so I just decided then and there that I would figure out a way to find the money to send her there. Aww. And I kept going back to real estate too. It just seemed like it would be something that I could do, because I had to homeschool her, I had to do her therapies, I had to continue all that. So it was something I could do on the side that could generate some money that would pay for her school. And then when it really took off was when, I figured out the strategy, which was purchasing multifamily homes and using none of our own money, and joined your mentorship program, Mel. And I think we joined at the end of May, maybe the beginning of June. Okay. And then closed on our first property in August.
Wow.
And then purchased three since. So the good news is we've created the income to send her to the school part-time. And Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I'm still homeschooling, but I'm still, you know, part-time, I'm still able to do the real estate. And we're also creating generational wealth for our family too. So it's just been such an amazing experience so far. And, you know, it's like, we have a legacy too. So our older kids have the means now to take care of our younger child when we're gone. Oh,
I just love your story. I think it's such a inspirational story. I love how, you know, you decided to take action to your own hands and you know, make it happen, you know, for you and for your child and for your children. Because that's so powerful. And I'm sure any other woman watching this right now who's a mom can relate on how much we do. Our kids are our world, and we would do anything for them. And I love that you got out of your comfort zone and you decided to do this. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, because it's absolutely so inspiring. Now, tell me a little bit about the creative financing piece for yourself, Heather. Like, so you said that what was it about because sometimes people hear none of your own money and the fear sets in, right? Is that a scam? Is it doable? Can you really do that? Is it ethical? I know that was one of my own fears when I started in real estate. Did you have that? Did you have to kind of realize that no, it can be done, and yes, it is ethical, and yes, it is a win-win? Can you kind of bring me down that path as well?
Yeah, I mean, it does sound, you know, kind of too good to be true. Yeah. But I mean, basically what it is, though, is that, you know, you are partnering with investors. So so we found actually early on that because of the time and the education that we had invested in, that we were able to find the properties, do all the due diligence. We put together a great team. And just telling people about that, we found people were really interested in what we were doing and wanting to invest with us. So, so we actually have the property that we purchased closed on in August. We've already refinanced and we've paid our investor back, and they want to invest with us again. So
that's amazing. That's a quick turnaround. That's a very quick turnaround. Okay. And how were you able to do that? How were you able to get such a, because I'm sure listeners are thinking, what, you're able to turn it around? Was this a complete flip? Was it a gut job type of thing that you had to, how were you able to get a forced appreciation or a lift, as we like to call it, to pay back the lender in such a short amount of time? I mean, we're talking months. We're talking what, 6 months?
Yeah. Yeah. So that property, it was really underperforming. And so we made some changes and we got the rents up to what the market, actually they're even a little under market still right now.
Okay.
But yeah, we just basically looked at it and figured out what we could improve. There's a little bit here and there that we had to do, but that one wasn't a lot of construction or anything like that.
Right. So it was able to find that right deal where you knew that you could force depreciation.
Yeah. Yeah. That one, when we looked at it, we knew right away that it was that it was going to be a good one. Yeah.
Right. Right. Now, you mentioned partnering with others as well. And can you speak a little bit on that? Because I know there's different ways, partnerships, and there's joint venture partners. And those are kind of two different things. And there's also private lenders, which is kind of different. So was it a joint venture? Was it a partner where they're on title and you're splitting the profit with them? Was it just solely owning and they were just private investors? So which way did you find that worked best for you? Or are you doing all of the above?
Yeah, so just solely owning the properties, and that strategy that we definitely want to keep with, because that's what will create the generational wealth. And so, yeah, just private money, and then you know, having a time frame. So our lenders were very open with them about how, you know, long we would be borrowing their money, and then we'll pay them back. And if they choose to, they can invest with us again. This is a strategy that we just, you know, we'll do over and over and over again.
Right, right. And did you find it difficult to convince them, or because you were finding the right deals? Like, how did you, because sometimes that's a big fear as well. Well, how, why would anybody lend me money? Why would anybody want to do this? Did you have that roadblock, or were you able to, how did you get through that roadblock?
So I think, if someone's open to discussing investing in real estate, they already want some kind of a return. And so showing them what the plan is for the property and the interest in which we would be paying them, and then what the exit strategy is. And then, yeah, I mean, the numbers make sense when you have them clearly laid out, then they're just, yeah, they, you know, it was kind of a like, well, you know, no one else, your money isn't making that return typically anywhere else.
Wow. Yeah. No, and I love that. And Heather was actually chosen as from the team for 2020 Rising Star mentee, right, as well, which is fantastic. And I think you're such an inspiration. You know, you have, of course, along with your husband as well, to so many women out there who had fear, who had a million reasons why, you know, you're a busy mom, you're doing all these things, and you could have fun and a million reasons to not do this because you're busy and you're this and you're that. And yet you saw the time that, yes, you know, you got to put some time into it, but bigger picture, it sounds like it was definitely worth it. Am I correct?
Yeah, it was definitely worth it. And nice. I think that's where, you know, I love real estate, because you could take a situation that, you know, seems kind of hopeless, and you can figure out a way, and especially with a strategy like, you know, no money down, or, you know, even if you want to be a private investor, there's ways of accessing, you know, money that isn't really money out of your pocket, and you can achieve those or get past those obstacles, or help a family member out, or create a life that you never thought you would be able to have for you, yeah, and your family.
I love that. Now, no money down. I'm sure our listeners are wondering, what is that? What did the deal look like? Do you mind breaking down the deal, and whether or not you want to give the exact numbers doesn't really matter, but how overall, what strategy did you use for the no money down? Was it always the same strategy? Did you use a variety of strategies? If you can kind of give our listeners here a look of what that looked like.
Yeah, so we once we find the property, then we approach you know, those that are interested, and, you know, our financing, is, you know, 75% or 80% or, you know, whatever, depending on, what the bank has decided. And, then our lenders, we borrow the down payment from them, and we pay them back every month, a very nice return. And yeah, and it's actually quite simple. We use a promissory note, and it's they don't even know, you know, they know nothing about the challenges or the struggles or tenants or anything. And then once that building is up and performing to where it should be, then we refinance it, we pay our lender back, and on to the next one.
Awesome. Fantastic. Any plans? What are your 2021 goals? Have you set some goals for yourself this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we definitely want to add to our portfolio. So we're always looking for the next property to purchase. The next goal would also be to have enough cash flow so that my daughter is attending the school full time. And then I can put even more time into real estate, which then will.
Right. The domino. Yeah.
And Yeah, I mean, it's been very busy. So definitely looking forward to maybe just taking some time as a family too, and, you know, relaxing, and maybe we'll be able to go on a holiday. We'll see.
Right. And that's what it's all about, right? When you decide to get into business, because real estate is a business, at the end of the day, it is, right? You're running it like a business. You got to make sure that you're doing things properly and the numbers make sense and everything else. But at the end of the day, it is so you can provide like self for your family, or just that time freedom as well to do what you like. And yes, you got to put time into it at first, but then it just gets easier, right? And did you go through that learning curve as well that I know I certainly went through, you know, the roadblocks, the mindset, all that type of thing as well?
I definitely, you know, have been practicing gratitude and, you know, doing some personal growth and development work and really just getting past fear for sure.
And I love that, because so many investors or anybody in business, often we focus on the business piece and without the mindset and without, you know, getting through that fear and even the confidence that, yes, I deserve this. And yes, I can do it. So how did you push through the fear that I'm sure some of you may have? I certainly have had it as well. So what was your, how did you pass through that?
I think you probably can relate, is that like as a mom, you were like, oh, this is going to take away from my kids. And I mean,
the guilt feeling that's always there, right, Heather?
100%, yeah, mom guilt. It will like kill you.
Yes.
Traps, right. But I think the big picture, like what this is going to get us and, you know, for our family. And I mean, I have a great support system. My husband's awesome. And, you know, my family is always so encouraging. But yeah, I think just keeping my eye on, you know, the big goal and the big picture, but also just, you know, taking some time and just relaxing and taking a deep breath.
And, right. And sometimes we get so busy between work and play and kids and all that. And that's a good tip as well, just to have a moment just to breathe. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I think it's such an inspirational story and I appreciate that. And we'll head over to the questions, our three questions here. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, I think the advice that I would give would be to go after your dreams. And that means starting before you are ready. So
ooh, I love that.
Don't get caught up in, I'm too young. I don't have enough money. You know, I don't have, you know, the education. Just jumping in and kind of learning along the way is the best strategy.
I love that, before you're ready. Cause at the end of the day, we'll never, you just never feel ready. There's always something else you could learn, or the timing could be better, or you're waiting for the more money. And I love that. I love that tip. That's brilliant. Second question, Heather, what's the number one tip you would give someone who wants to get started in real estate?
I would say to figure out your why. You need a good, strong why, and you need a goal. And then just start researching and, you know, reaching out to people that are, you know, doing what you want to do, and join a mentorship program. It's been really great for us. I think that was kind of the jump that we needed. So.
Oh, that's great. And we love having you as part of the Action Family Mentoring Program. So thank you, Heather, for that. And if someone wants to contact you, you've shared your story, you've got through some roadblocks, how can they contact you?
So on Facebook, Kin Home Investments, that's KIN. And Kin means family, so that's why we named our company that.
Oh, love it.
And then on Instagram, kin.homeinvestments. And we also have a website, kinhomeinvestments.com.
Look at you with your marketing. I love it. That's branding and marketing. It's an important piece as well, right? For people to get to know you. And I'll make sure to write all that information in the description as well. So head over to the description to see all this information as well. So Heather, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share your success with all of us here today. We very much appreciate you being here, and I can't wait to see your continued success for you and your family.
Thank you so much, Mel. It was my pleasure.
What an amazing show. Heather, thank you so much for being so transparent about your journey and inspiring so many women out there. I appreciate it. I consider myself lucky to have gone to know you inside of Action Family Mentoring Program. You're a great person, and I wish you and your family all the best.